Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Cody, I thought I was going to have another allergy episode today because 2 hours ago, I started sneezing like crazy when I got back here. I was like, fuck, dude. I took an allergy pill, though. Extra strength, that motherfucker.
Since, there you go. That's
perfect, because since we ain't drinking today, I was like, I ain't got to worry about mixing and matching whatever and shit, because today's episode, people, is called hydration and detox
and recovery.
I think those are all Aftermath albums too. I think
exactly.
Eminem had a recovery album, right? And I guess detox, you could be like, that was Dre's unreleased album.
You learned that way. Yeah
So we Aftermath today, baby. Well, I guess this is
you ain't lying. So it's Aftermath, all right.
I guess this is the Aftermath episode because it is G4 month, people. But this week we are dedicating it to LA's Tequila Fest that happened last night, yesterday, whatever. We're gonna cover everything we did, or I should say, everything we sipped on per se, and the experiences we had, and pretty much just talk about our favorites. I got a top 10 list here, my favorites or whatever.
I'm glad that you managed to, you know, recount a lot of stuff, brother. After Dos Artes, I barely remember shit. It's just one big void right there. I'll never come back home.
Wait, how your girlfriend? She said she was fucked up way long before that. How's your girlfriend?
She was fine. Yeah, she was fine.
Oh. Well, yeah, because she got fucked up really early. It probably wore off by now for her.
Yeah, my eyes. I backloaded that shit. Man, that shit crept up and whooped my ass. I am still feeling that shit right now.
Our lunatic messaged me this morning. He's talking about, like, how the fuck are you up, whatever and shit. I was like, huh? He's like, you like an X-Men evolution? You evolved? I said, I'm the next evolution of species, baby.
Shit, you are. I am too, because I had a work at fucking 6:30 this morning.
Oh, that don't sound fun at all.
No, it wasn't. And then,
I was planning on sleeping in a day or whatever, and then I just randomly woke up at 7 a.m., so I was like, might as well just go for a workout and shit. Then I laid back in bed after a little bit of early breakfast or whatever and stuff that the hotel had, like, you know, croissants and stuff like that. It's great. I had a buddy that was trying to tell me to meet up with him at this cigar lounge because they doing Beyonce's little whiskey thing. I said, Beyonce better bring Pappy, Colonel, and her old friends, old Fitzgerald, to get me out of this bed to go have a drink with that, because I don't give a fuck about Beyonce's whiskey. So not to get up at 11 a.m. to go drinking.
My girlfriend, she actually she showed me the Instagram post that Beyonce made promoting her new whiskey.
Yeah,
and she's a huge Beyonce fan. She wants to buy a bottle. Mm-hmm. And I was telling her, I warned her, like, yeah, just listen to the celebrity alcohol, man. before you make your purchase. Like, we had hope, and we saw how that shit turned out. So, you know,
you could tell too. Well, it's another gimmick whiskey too, because mm-hmm. of the people behind it and the mash bill that they produced out of it or whatever and stuff. Moet Hennessy is behind it, and I forgot the other guy that's involved with the whiskey company, or whatever. But it's. It's gimmick the fuck up. It's kind of mm-hmm. like the, I won't say kind of, it's kind of like that bottle of that Traveler's, the Chris, I forgot his fucking name already, that I reviewed back in Celebrity Fear Month. And I was like, yep. But it's funny because he was telling me this morning that all the non-whiskey drinkers that showed up to sip on it mm-hmm. and shit like that, he was like, they're knocking it back like it's tequila shots and shit like that. And I was just like, yeah, that's exactly
why. Pretty sure that's kind of like the gist, that type of alcohol, so. It caters to that type of crowd, so
yeah, checks out. Or it caters to the beehive, basically. They're the ones buying that shit.
That, and then, yeah, they ain't trying to sip along. They're trying to, you know.
Yeah, ain't nobody in this. We ain't give a fuck about that. this is all the beehive, dude. This is all mm-hmm. beehive. No, all honey. Okay, baby, that's all honey, baby, dude. All honey. But yeah, I feel fine or whatever, other than the fucking allergy. Well, it's kind of going away, but other than the allergies and shit like that, I had a great fucking time. But you know what? Let's just go ahead and knock this off right at the way or whatever and stuff, because I got a few negatives that me and Cody said.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely some negatives.
We said rant time yesterday.
Yeah, let's just get this out the way. Let's get the bad out the way first.
Because I think there's a little bit more positive than definitely more.
I agree with that.
Yeah. But the negative is I feel like I didn't need that goddamn VIP pass.
Yeah, we got gyp. I'm not going to lie to you. I feel it's not worth it. Especially the most puzzling part to me.
Oh, here we go.
Wasn't the fact that there were only fucking, what, 6 tenths in the VIP section?
Total 6 tenths, yeah.
But giving
out of 85, selection, by the way, Cody.
85. Given the selection of those tents, what was in those tents, I'm still puzzled. Mm-hmm. You had on the outside Cabal, G4,
Toscani,
Mandala, Cos fucking Canes, Dos Artes. Shit, what else? What are the heavy hitters?
I got to sip on a bottle, Cody. It ain't even released yet. And they had the booth up, whatever. If you go look it up on the website, I looked it up because the guy messaged me this morning. Great meeting you, dude. He was like, when my bottle goes up for sale, I'm going to make sure to send you a link so you can get to hook yourself up with one or whatever and stuff. And when he said that to me, I was just like, what does he mean? Send when it goes for sale or whatever. So I looked it up. There's only two fucking websites that sell this bottle, and they're like that mass distribution website, those bullshit ones that I would never recommend for anybody to go mm-hmm. buy shit off, because they don't double the price. They quadruple that motherfucker. And that bottle is going for on Cask Cartel, which Cask Cartel, I actually think that site is a sham. I think that's actually I think that's the mafia that legitimately owns that fucking site, and they're just like using that as a tax write-off. Because they're charging for this bottle $350. That's the only site that sells this bottle too, whatever. And the fact that they were sitting mm-hmm. in general admission, I'm like, you would think they would put like some info, like, we got shit that hadn't been released to public yet, and something like that. And I'm like, why the fuck was they in the corner on the grass area? I was like, that sounds kind of exclusive to me, right? So I was like happy I got to try some of this stuff, because that made my morning even a little bit more, because I already liked them when I sipped it. I like them even more now because I feel like I got some exclusive shit on my table. But Cody's right. I was like, had I seen this VIP list, I probably wouldn't have got the ticket.
Fuck no. Fuck no. No, it would have been general admission all day.
Yeah. Didn't they say that there was going to be like special tastings too for VIP? Yeah,
those were the special tastings.
Oh. Oh, shit. Oh, I really did get ripped off there. Oh.
Ran out of the fucking burger we wanted to.
Oh.
Bullshit, bro. Yeah, the food situation was, yeah, that was.
That's not the business.
No.
I ain't gonna lie. I was suffice with what we had.
But the tacos were good.
They were good, but I
really but I wanted that fucking burger.
I want the burger. I wanted the fucking Al Pastor burger, dude. I had my hotel gym set up. I had my work clothes, my gym clothes with me and my gym shoes. I already knew Sunday I'm hitting the gym right in the morning, so I'm eating like a shit ton. And the fact that they ran out of the fucking burger. Matter of fact, Cody, they didn't just run out of the Al Pastor. They ran out of just general meat and
perfect. Everything. They say, hey, you want some veggies? No, I want a fucking
veggie. No, I don't want no fucking veggie burger, okay? Shit. Why the fuck would I want a veggie, yes. A veggie burger with a tequila? No, I don't want that.
No.
I don't want that combination.
Shit out of my face. Don't insult me. The fuck?
Dude. I think that was when me and you just looked at each other and just like, yeah, general next year.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'm just going to say this stuff. VIP's bullshit. It was.
Yeah, I think VIP, I won't quite give it a, you can keep this motherfucker, but you can get a fuck it, though.
I guess a fuck it. Yeah, that's a mighty old fucker for me.
Yeah, because I guess the only special thing we had, which, by the way, Tequila Fest didn't know this, so this wasn't on the list, was we were one of the five that got to try the Legato Single Barrel Añejo that he hasn't released yet, whatever. But it's not like that was, like, you know, on the tasting table of like, you got to try. No, he thought we was cool, whipped it out for us. Where I'm like, let me let you try some, whatever. So it's not like we got anything really all that special in the VIP. I think the most special thing out of the VIP was these glasses.
That's it.
But honestly,
yeah.
Cody saw it. They had a booth. I think, I don't know if they were selling this, but they had LA Tequila Fest merchandise there. So clearly they probably were selling this there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't even go to the booth, that booth or whatever and stuff like that. It's like right at the beginning. I was just like, oh, they got like Tequila Fest merch and shit. But other than that, that's about it. I guess if you wanted to get it engraved, but, you know, that was like it. And then the free food, you was just like, oh, you just get kind of like one free topping. I mean, one free item, to be honest. After that, it's just kind of.
That's about it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, oh, I could just pay for these tacos.
Yep. And actually, yeah, that better food selection outside the VIP section.
That's a Cody, why you say that? Oh, they had four burger trucks outside too.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like looking at them. One of them was from Compton too. It was Billionaire Burger Boys or whatever and shit. My place where I grew up and shit. And I'm just kind of sitting here going like, not only that. I guess you could say at least you get the free. I mean, maybe your girl was appreciative of it, but me and you, I don't think we really gave a fuck, whatever. You get that free Topo Chico, whatever the
fuck. Oh, yeah, Topo Chico, yeah. Unlimited Topo Chico.
Me and Cody didn't give a fuck about that. We don't. I personally, after drinking Nick Seltzer in January, that's like number one on my worst of list right now. So I don't kind of fuck with them, really. What was that, January? No, that was last year when we did Seltzer Month or whatever. Mm-hmm. Was that last year or this year? Now?
No, that was this year, no.
You might have been right. Maybe I fucking
wait. Hold on. Shit. And I'm blinking. Wait, it might have been last year.
Yeah, maybe it was last year. Yeah. This year we did cocktail year. In a can.
Can. There we go. Okay.
Damn, was it that long ago? Shit.
Yeah. I feel like fucking yesterday. I guess it was that long ago. Shit. Almost 2 years.
Ooh.
Damn near. That's crazy.
I'm about to put that on the worst.
Yeah. Shit.
Holy shit. I didn't know that was last year. I was thinking about it. I was like, wait a minute.
That was last year. Okay.
We did cocktail in the cans this year or whatever. Huh. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. My bad on that one, though. But yeah, so your girl got the most out of it with that because she had like three of those bottles. But honestly, with three of those, Cody, you could have just paid for it, to be honest. I mean, it just, I'm sure your girl wouldn't have had no issue paying for it because she loved it. She loves that bottle. So it's like, yeah, you go ahead and drink that. But yeah, I saw no reason. Honestly, it looked kind of boring in the little lounge area too. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, this way it was set up. It just felt just lackluster top to bottom.
Yeah. It did not excite me at all.
No bells, no whistles, nothing.
No, I didn't find any of it exciting at all. To be honest. We did come across two really good brands. That we never had and that we ended up liking. Although, two really good brands. There's actually, I would say all the ones we tried in VIP were pretty good. I would say the Kokoro one. Is that what it was called?
Kokoro.
Kokoro. Surprisingly good. Matter of fact, let's see how much that bottle costs, Cody. I'm gonna look it up right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I think it's only like $30 or something like that.
Oh shit.
I could be wrong.
Let me see. It's $85.
Oh, okay. I'm where I got that from there. Shit. Never mind.
$85. Under $100 still, I guess, whatever. Good brand.
That was one of the most I guess I'm not gonna really talk about the tastings just yet, but that was one of the more unique offerings, especially for Blanco that I had. Period.
Yeah. That was a good one. And then we're just going over VIP right now, people. We'll get to the regular stuff later. We're just kind of giving our thoughts on VIP. Casa Loy, really Casa enjoyed Loy. Them.
Yeah.
And then we just talked about one, Legato. I love that single barrel Añejo. That was really good shit or whatever. I think he said, I forgot how long he said that was aged for. Really good shit. I would end up buying that once it hits stores or whatever. Plus, I got some cool merch from him and shit. I thought his shirts were fucking dope as hell. I love that his shirts didn't look like average tequila shirts or just the brand logo and stuff like that. So for me, I thought they had the best shirts at the whole festival there. There was another one there that we at first liked in VIP. Let me pull up this photo here because I got photos of all that shit too. We had their high proof. We ended up enjoying the high proof. And it was right next to Legato. Funny enough, it was right next to Legato and right next to Casa Loy. It was in the middle of these two.
Mm-hmm.
The name of this brand was Wild Common. Never heard of them. I've never even seen this bottle, to be honest, whatever. So, I mean, Cody, I guess that'd be a special release. But then, and we'll review this next month. Might be the first week, to be honest. Might have been the worst pour I actually had all fucking day, to be honest. We had their mezcal at Wild Common. And me and Cody both looked at each other and went like, this tastes like shit. I was like, this is horrible. Cody said it tastes like rubber. And I was like, that's funny you say that because I thought it tastes like a used condom or something like that. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I remember it was like real like Band-Aid-y. I was this is...
I don't know if you remember my notes on this, Cody, but my notes on Wild Common Mezcal that I had. Tastes like rubber and dog shit. I'm going to remember your ass.
Rubber and dog shit.
The last thing I wrote in there was, I'm going to remember your ass.
Sure enough.
That mezcal was so fucking bad.
It was even worse, too, because we're going to talk about this other mezcal we had later.
Oh, yeah.
So we had this one after that other mezcal.
Yeah.
So this made it even worse.
And not to mention, I feel like I was bamboozled and cheated too because that high proof was so fucking good. That kind of just tells me you just can't ruin a high proof Blanco now at this point. Because the other two mezcals I had for this company, they tasted horrible. I was just like, oh, your girl kept trying to tell me, oh, try that one. I just kind of looked at her like, nah, I don't want no more of them. I said, I am done with this brand.
No mas.
I am done with this brand, this company or whatever. And I loved it too because she kind of looked at you, Cody, like Cody would like it. Cody would like it. You just gave this look like. Cody shook his head at her. He didn't even say anything. He just went, mm-mm. This ain't the one. This, mm-mm. And then. It's almost like, because there was a bitter aftertaste too, whatever, because I saw you smacking your lips, like, and I was like, kind of like, I was like, ugh. That was when you told me the rubbery taste, and I was just like,
mm-hmm.
The rubber lingers. I was like, yo, that's fucking terrible, dude.
I was like, oh. Man, that's fucking mezcal, man. That spirit, I don't know what it is.
I looked at you.
It is the most confusing spirit to me.
I looked at you and told you, I honestly think now, after all those high brand ones we had, the Del Maggies and Dos Hombres and stuff, I think after that, I think mezcal's been shit, dude. Like,
it's been bad. Like, god awful.
It's like, it's like, honestly.
It's like the worst spirit that we pretty much have on a given day, on any given day, pretty much. Like you really never know what you're gonna get. I guess for the most part for us, it's gonna be some bullshit. But yeah, you really never know what you're gonna get with mezcal.
And I feel like we've gone both the cheap and expensive route now. Both. And
yes.
It's just like I ain't getting no winners here. I ain't getting no win. And even last year, last year was better than the year before, but we didn't drop any last drops. I mean, they were all like 1.5s and 2s and shit. And it's kind of like, what are we doing here now?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing here? I kind of looked at your girl and it's like, this. I told her, I said, this is the type of shit that, because you was over there still trying to get no, you was just like making these facial hair. And I just looked there and said, this is the kind of shit that makes you want to stop doing this for a month. I, that
shit. If the fest was full of pores like that, then yeah, I would definitely give it up for a month. I would have gone on a full detox.
If the fest was full of like that, I wouldn't be going next year then.
Mm.
I'd be like, fuck yeah, no. Yeah, I think I got my feel for it then. Yeah, yeah, I don't.
Man, that's a one and done right there.
That was a one and done right there. I don't think I need to ever see this place again. I think I'm done. Goodbye. Don't come back. I'm glad I don't see that brand because that's like, that's easily top three worst of the year might be for me. I got to think about it now before I put my list together and stuff.
It's definitely for me. Just think it right off the, it's easily top 10. It's probably going to be top 5. Yeah.
God, I mean, only a mezcal bottle.
It's probably going to be top 5. Yeah.
Almost a mezcal bottle next month might top it, but who knows? But we'll do a dedicated review to that mezcal in next month or whatever because,
yes, like, yes, we shall.
And Cody said we will probably, well, I guess we only tried two fucking mezcals there, so I guess we got do got to buy one bottle at least now at this point. Really fucking bad stuff there. Really bad. I took notes on the Legado Añejo straight single barrel too. Yeah, whatever. So peppercorn, molasses. It's got this, that's what we loved about it. It had this barrel strength oaky flavor to whatever.
Mm.
A lot of vanilla and a lot of bourbon notes as well too. It had, it tasted damn near like a bourbon almost whatever. The vanilla was just flowing through the mouth. There's this barrel strength to it or whatever. And then it's got this oakiness on the finish or whatever that it made it much more like smoother, but it had this nice little slight hint of peppercorn to it.
There was a nice little bite on the back end for me at least.
Ended loving that. Honestly, that might be like my number 5 best of that I had there or whatever.
I think it's, yeah, I think on top of my head, I think it's 5.
Yeah. So then, so VIP bullshit. What other negative that I had there? And this is the big one for man, somewhat the big one or whatever. I even told Cody this. I said I should go up to that booth and just see if I can swipe my card and buy the bottle. Cause I was like, I just have a feeling I'm not gonna get this bottle. But I was like, your girl kind of like, you know, she was the optimistic one. She told me, she's like, I'm sure they planned for this. They got bottles for her and stuff like that. And I was just like, yeah, you're right. Well, we were getting ready to leave, Cody. And Cody ended up buying 3 bottles. I ended up buying just the one. Oh, actually, I bought 2. I forgot. You one was in. When we get there to the booth, they tell us, they told Cody, 2 of your bottles ain't in stock. And then they told me, neither of your bottles in stock. So I was just like,
damn.
What the fuck you mean? And then he for the Cabal, he told me we only had 6 of those in stock. I just went like, you gotta be fucking kidding.
Fucking 6. Are you kidding me?
6? I was so fucking pissed. I ain't gonna lie. That really just kind of like put a damper in the day for me. I was just like, fuck, dude. I don't even get to leave with this beautiful, gorgeous, good tasting bottle here for this really damn good price. Son of a fucking bitch. I was really fucking upset, dude. Matter of fact, people thought that people was waiting in line to get their bottles. No, that was the refund line. It was refunding motherfuckers their money back and shit. So I was like, why would they even accept taking the payment, honestly?
That's the biggest thing that puzzled me. If you don't even have a limited selection, just take the fucking listing off. Once the 6 are allocated, take the fucking listing off. I don't understand that.
And it's not like it was using some like bullshit little app they just made up. They was using ShopSK. ShopSK. Fucking big fucking distributor of these. So I was like, how the fuck did they not correct their inventory after the shit sells out, whatever? Oh, fuck, that pissed me off, to be honest. I was like, yeah, that really just, honestly, that had nothing to do with VIP, but it made me hate VIP even more. So those were my 2 big negatives, whatever. Not enough offers in VIP. 85 fucking booths there. Or 85 plus. I don't even know how many. I think it was 85 plus. Or, only 6 of them in fucking VIP. I was like, I told Cody before he even got there, I walked around the whole fucking building just looking for shit. I was like, I know this just can't be it. So I didn't think VIP was all that great, to be honest. I want to give it a positive as far as maybe the perks that they had, but I didn't even really use it.
Or I still stand by my VIP was bullshit mantra. So yeah, it's just straight bullshit. They definitely picked that shit up. If I'm going to even consider buying a VIP ticket ever in the future, y'all got to come with it. It's severely lacking. I mean, severely fucking lacking.
I also think now we know why they didn't release the VIP list, like what's in VIP and what's in regular and shit like that. Because they knew goddamn well most people
saw that.
They're like, I ain't buying.
And that makes me even more mad.
Exactly.
Because they knew.
They fucking knew.
Exactly. They're aware.
But shout out to the brands that we did like in them that we never tried, Legato and Cannelloy. I would throw a wild comment in, but I honestly, I don't want to buy shit from them.
Nah, no, can't do it. that a high proof Blanco was.
Yeah, no. I can get other. We tried a lot of high proof Blancos there.
We tried plenty of high
proof. Yeah, I'd rather go support that business because I thought wild comment was a you can keep this motherfucker. That was really fucking bad.
One of the biggest off notes for me is that kind of rubber band-aid-y shit. Mm-hmm. I feel like when I first discovered that flavor, like some beers I used to drink back in the day, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
How does this happen? This is awful. People like this shit? This is disgusting.
The fucked up part about it is that's the only note it had.
That's really the only note. Yeah. Alcohol and fucking band-aid.
I you didn't even taste the agave in it either. I was just like, Jesus Christ. I was like,
no toastiness, none of that shit.
Nothing. Nothing.
No
honestly.
Pepper, no pepper, nothing.
Wouldn't have known it was a mezcal, Cody.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have known it, honestly. It didn't, like you said, it didn't have that toasty, peppery to it at all. I was just like, oh, this is really fucking bad.
Yeah, no smoke. There's no meaty qualities, nothing. It was just bad.
And as yesterday come, me and Cody didn't want no bread. We didn't want no water. We just wanted meat. And that thing had no meat at all. So, yeah, that was bad. Cody got to finally try Lalo in the VIP area.
Yeah. Lalo, it was solid pour.
Yeah, solid pour, solid everyday good pour right there. Cody got a dog treat out of it too as well. It was one of those squishy
things. Yeah, little squishy toys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little squishy toy for the dogs or cats, whoever you can use it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got some cool merch out of VIP. I got all the merch from every booth that was there actually in there. But let's just go over regular tequila because we spend way more time in fucking general shit. That's what makes it even worse, where we spend way more time.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. Yeah. See, look, so many marks gets that fucking VIP, bro. This shit was awful. I don't even front. That shit is ass.
Oh, shit. The only thing that saved it was getting that fucking single barrel of Añejo, but at that,
literally.
Once again, that was not on the table. That was something my brother pulled out for us to try. So it's like, had we not been who we are, like, you know, the charismatic, laughable guys, they laugh with, joke and stuff like that, to where people like us, we would never got to taste that motherfucker then, Cody. Like,
nope.
So that was the surprise or whatever, but like, you'd have to, like, you know, almost befriend the person to get some of it. That dude told us only five people tried that, where, and we were the fifth. So it was like, I mean, you really had to be like, you know, chumming it up with the guy, be friendly and stuff. And not to say that's why we was doing it. He was a really cool dude. Loved him.
Yeah, he was
like
cool as fuck. Yeah.
Really cool as fuck. He knew his brand and everything and stuff. So we loved it. But it was like, dude, I feel like I got fucking ripped off here or whatever with VIP. So now we know. And funny enough, VIP went up like the last month to like, extra $10, whatever. And I know general admission shot up by $15 too there. So I was like, yeah, I'm just going to do general admission next time.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to do VIP.
Unless they give me the list of what's in VIP.
And they probably ain't going to do that shit.
No, they're not doing that shit.
They're not. The same fucking bullshit setup.
Yeah, exactly. Previous year. I actually, honestly, I wouldn't have even mind paying for my own food if that was the case. I'd be like, I don't
know. Yeah.
Because I would have got a burger.
I would have happily done so.
Because I at least would have got a burger.
Yep.
Not fucking Betty. I don't want no fucking Betty. positives. Well, I'll go down the list. I got there 20 minutes. Well, actually, before that, but before it opened, I got there way longer. But before Cody got there, when they did open, I was there for about a good 20 minutes before Cody got there. I got to try three different brands. Really fucking good shit. The first one I got to hit up was Cascanes. And funny enough, that was Cody's first one I hit up too. Whatever. Mm-hmm. How could you miss it? It's like literally when you walk through the gate, it's right there. Bam. Matter of fact, all the, besides G4, the heavy hitters was kind of all in the front.
Yeah.
They had Yayo, Cabal, Cascanes, and then the other side was Don Fulano. And I forgot the other brand that was there. Wherever. And even right next to Cascanes was wasn't right next. Was that next? No, it wasn't next door. It was Dos Artes. It was like two booths down.
Yeah, it was a few. Yeah, a few tents down.
Yeah. But it was like all in the front. It was like, oh shit, you can see it. We finally got to try the Cascanes. Matter of fact, we finally get to try. I don't even know if we talked about it yet because it just literally came out Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We got to try the new Cascanes Reposado Rosa.
Rosa. Mm-hmm.
Woo! I saw that bottle get released on their website, whatever and shit, or their Instagram page. And I was like, shit, they got a Reposado. Did you see the color on that bad boy?
Such a beautiful pour.
Whoa.
Such a beautiful pour. I mean, that color, it was art.
It really was.
Yeah.
Pure art. Positive, I want to say about Cascanes. I love the fact that they got three different, I love that they number their shit. To give you the different barrels or whatever and stuff like that.
Right.
I love they got three different Blancos, Cody.
Yeah. It was very cool to see. They had different ABV ranges too.
Yep.
I don't think any went above 50, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
50% ABV. But yeah, some were like blends of like Blancos. Mm-hmm. I can't remember, if I'm not mistaken.
7, 9, and 10. I just love how 7 was like that perfect everyday sipper.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice and smooth. And then when you got to 10, that shit had fuego on that motherfucker.
That was their still strength. That was excellent.
Excellent.
Their whole lineup is just fucking great. It's fucking fantastic. But man, If we're gonna talk about this other pour later, but it would have been number one if we didn't have this one bottle. It would have been number one for me.
That Anejo, Cody.
Golly.
That was some good shit right there.
Now that flavor, dude, so nuanced. You could tell the
very
art
complex.
Oh my God, it was so good.
A lot of uniqueness to it or whatever. Oh my.
One of those pours that it was like drinking a barrel, but it was so fucking good.
Yeah, it was almost like it was a clash of the, not a clash, whatever, like a perfect balance of like what the Blanco 7 and 10 year old, if you mix those two together, it had it going for it. It had that edge to it, but also that smoothness of the 7 and everything. You're just like, oh, so fucking good.
Yeah, that's probably gonna be the next bottle I get. I want that.
Got it on Shop SK.
I would have bought it yesterday. They didn't still have the other fucking bottle.
They had it, the number 7 Anejo. I got a photo of it. I was about to say, I don't know if that was number 7 Anejo. Okay, cool. Number 7 is the only Anejo that they had, whatever. They got it on Shop SK it's on sale for $135. It originally is $160. I'm going to look around first and see if that's the case, whatever, because if it's only $135. Might have to buy that Anejo, man. Anejo was
shit was quality.
Quite exquisite, man. The Reposado Rosa, man, I thought that was heavenly too as well. I know, like Cody said, the whole lineup. It was funny because I had two dudes next to me. Matter of fact, we met them at the Cabal booth, one that had the hat on and shit. They were trying to tell me, like, oh, hey, you gotta slow down, man. Slow down. You just got here. You gotta try them all. And I just said, I looked at him and I said, bro, I'm a pro at this. Don't worry. Whatever. I was like, I am a pro at this. I said, I ain't never had Cascanes. Okay. So I was like, I'm trying this whole fucking lineup here.
Goddamn right.
Yeah. All right. So especially the first one I had was the Rosa Rebels. I said, especially how good that shit was. Let me try them all now. Give me all of them. That was just chef's kiss right there. That was beautiful. Just beautiful. I love the whole line. I was telling the owner was there. I was like, I love the bottle design. I love the flavor of the profile in this. I just love that you got these different barrel proofs at the proof or whatever instead, and how 7 and 10 just tasted so fucking completely different in Blancos. I mean, Jesus. I honestly want the whole lineup, Cody. Everything I had there, I want the whole lineup.
Yeah, I think Cascanes, I think they're going to be mainstays in this household very soon.
Yeah, yeah. They got the Blanco number 7. I might buy that bottle. They got it for $70 on the Shop SK website. $70, originally like $100 or whatever. And I might pull the trigger on that because I love discounts right there. And damn,
hell yeah.
That's a damn good Blanco.
Yeah, you ain't going to beat that price either.
No. Like me and Cody said, it is tequila allocated season, to be honest, because all shit is coming out and it's got fucking new bottles and everything. Let me go over a negative real quick too. I don't know how this works or how do you get your booth location or something like that. I'm sure there's something behind that, whatever, but I don't know that, so I don't really give a fuck right now. So I'm just gonna say putting G4 in the back was fucking criminal, but that was just,
yeah.
I walked right past him when I first took the whole lap before Cody got around. I walked around the whole thing, whatever. I didn't even know that was them. I hit that corner so fucking hard, I didn't even see them, whatever. Shit, I was like,
shit, I'm glad you found it because he's gonna pass that shit up. Literally, the last tent in the back.
In the back, next to a fucking fan. Exited the gate and shit. He's just like, damn, I would have just kept walking by this or whatever and shit. Cody got to try that Madeira cast.
Madeira fucking. Mwah.
Oh.
Mwah.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. He sees what I've been talking about, man. He sees what I've been talking about now, baby. He sees what I've been talking about. I have
seen the light. Golly, man. G4, bro. G4,
that was the longest he was sipping on something too, people. I remember.
Oh, you goddamn right. I'll savor that shit.
Because I asked him, I said, "Did you try the other high, the fourth though?" I moved on. He's just like, he told his girl, he's like, "Still sipping on this." he was taking his time. I saw him appreciate that, and I just kept saying to him, "See what I was talking about now, huh?"
God, yeah, man, oh man, that shit. Oh.
Fucking heavenly, okay?
God, Madeira. And you know it's real good, too. You start thinking, like, food pairings in your head and shit. Ooh. Like, man, I want to pair this with, like, I think it'll go good with, like, a steak, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Easily. Yeah. Easily.
I can see going with, like, steak.
A little surfing turf, Cody.
Yeah, a little surfing turf. Like a little, like a cream on top. Some sort of, like, buttery cream.
Brulee?
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, man.
Some parsley.
Oh, that might have been. I'll look over probably my note. That might be my favorite. Obviously, people already know I love it, but that might be my favorite Blanco though. There. Oh my God, that shit. Oh, it's like butter, baby.
Yeah, like, Blanco wise. Yeah, it's probably the best one. Yesterday,
up there in the top three, if not best one right now. Once we go over this list, I'm sure we'll find one. We was like, oh shit, I was blown by that.
But yeah, also you were speaking at the Fuerte. You also got to try that finally.
To try that finally too.
Damn.
Which we'll be reviewing that one next week.
Right.
So look forward to that, people, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the next week after that we'll be doing the Madeira one.
Mm-hmm.
Cody got to try that one too. So we won't say much about that. We'll save those for next week. I just wanted to get Cody's quick thoughts on the Madeira since
have it. Hell yeah.
Fell in love with it right away. I saw him. That was the longest I saw him sipping on some shit. I was like, hey.
Yeah. And I was still soberish at that time too. So I was really, really taking it in.
Yeah, because it was pretty early when we went there.
It was pretty early. Yeah.
Might have been like the third, fourth booth maybe or something like that. Let's go ahead and let's save it for maybe like towards the end order. We'll save it for the end. Let's talk about Dos Artes next.
Dos Artes.
I did the Hoven here on my notes or whatever. Matter of fact, I did all of them. The Hoven.
Hoven.
That might have been second worst pour I had there, or maybe
I think it needs more time or something. I don't know what's going on with that pour.
That shit had nothing going for it, Cody.
There's like this astringent note in there I wasn't too fond of. It was just, yeah, it was like stinging to the back of the palate.
We were I was telling Cody, also was talking to his girl too as well. We were kind of talking to her, telling her we just had the Añejo over there, which the bottles are shaped different, so I don't know what variety of those ones were. Those bottles were called compared to the ones we had, but We thought that Añejo was a was it the Añejo? Now I can't even remember.
It was the Añejo, the red bottle.
Right. Yeah, it was a red bottle, the Añejo. That's right. Mm-hmm. We thought that was really good. We was like, oh,
that was good.
Really good.
Yeah.
And they kept telling us to go try the Hoven over there. Go try the Hoven. You're gonna like the Hoven, whatever. So we went over there and said, yeah, just give us the Hoven. I was kind of telling your girl, and you was talking to her too. We was kind of like, they kind of hyped it up for us to try this fucking Hoven, and this Hoven ain't got shit going for it.
Yeah, that shit was trash.
Yeah, it was definitely a fuck it. If not, you can keep this motherfucker, to be honest.
That was not good.
It's not good. My notes here, Cody, I said, easily the third worst pour I've had today. Just bland and not a lot going for it. It's like looking at paint dry. Shit, that's, God damn.
You taste how paint dry looks. Yes. That's the quote of the fucking year right there.
You know what? I'm going to keep my notes here, by the way. I'm not going to delete. I actually like these notes. Because I don't even remember what I wrote, people. So it would be like, wait,
shit. That's fucking comedy.
What the fuck was going on in my head when I wrote that? I also wrote very dry on the finish and not a lot of flavor going on the palate. This is kind of upsetting me now. The more that they're like smiling at us, telling us, what do you think of that Hoven? What do you think of that Hoven? It tastes like shit. Which is crazy because I really feel that Añejo, especially Reserva, was much fucking better. Why did they start us with that, Cody?
I don't know why. Yeah, that Reserva especially, was delicious. I don't know why it didn't point in that fucking direction.
Amazing. It was
right there.
It was like literally right next to it. That's think about it. It was next to the Dia de los Muertos edition of the Hoven, and we was just like, shit. Why the fuck? That was now. Hold on. Let me look at my notes for that one, people. Hold on. Oh, I got it right here. Holy shit! That was my first words there. So much flavor profile, very refreshing, not too much sweetness, but a nice, mild, sweet, spicy finish. Palate, it's got this tropical flavor burst with some chocolate as well on the finish. Love this pour. Damn.
Yeah, that was excellent. We also got to try their extra Añejo, too, after we tried their regular Añejo. We weren't too crazy about that one.
No.
Way too much sweetness going on with that one.
Oh, yes, right. That was another
I think it was one that was like cotton candy, if I'm not mistaken.
It was the cotton candy one.
Yeah.
That was the one that was cotton candy, whatever and shit. Did you try the Reposado they had too as well there? Or?
Oh, I don't think I did.
I had it, and I just remember not liking it either. I was just like, yeah, I'm not feeling this one either. There wasn't a lot of Reposados that kind of blew my mind there, to be honest.
Yeah. Speaking of Reposado, one of the worst pours I had yesterday, in my opinion, it was a Reposado, and shockingly, it's from a brand that I was quite fond of. But that Reposado is shit. That's Mandala.
Yeah, we can just go ahead and switch. We done with Dos Artes and Añejo Reserve. We done with that right now. So let's go to Mandala then. Everything I heard about Mandala, which has not been positive, by the way. I can confirm that. These people wasn't lying to us when they told us that shit was not good. To the point that it wasn't good, we didn't even want to give a second chance to any of the other bottles.
No, I was like, yep, skip.
We straight up hit that YouTube skip button. Like, right?
We
was tapping that motherfucker before the countdown.
Even. Exactly.
It's like, yeah, all right, come on.
I'm going to go over here.
Yeah. That was so funny how we all just kind of like, slowly walked away.
Yeah. Just like the Homer Simpson gif.
Yeah.
He's sucking into that bush.
Man, I didn't even finish it. I threw it away.
I don't know if I finished mine. I can't remember.
Your girl walked to the trash can first. She was the first one.
Okay. I remember she real quick. Dude, she like, yeah, fuck this.
I can't remember if she grabbed yours too and took it.
I can't remember, but yeah.
I can't remember because I don't even remember was, the cup after you sipped it then.
Yeah, so. that was easy in one of the top five worst pours.
That was my number two worst of. That's why I said that Hoven was number three. The mandala was number two, and then that wild compliment skull was that was number that was
yeah that's probably I'm probably pretty much the same page with you there.
Yeah, that was every I can't wait to tell my colleague this whatever I'm be like yeah everything you said to me about that fucking bottle.
Yeah, mandala gorgeous bottles man with the juice
beautiful.
God,
that's how you know he was still sober because we was like. I'm not wasting any more of my liver on this bullshit after this one
sip. That shit was bad.
We said...
I was just shocked at how bad it was. I was not expecting that. That really threw me off. I was legit shocked.
I will say, that might be... Oh, I did say that was number... I think it said number three, whatever.
That might be my number one, fuck it. That shit was bad.
The mezcal's my number one. The dose. Okay, I did say that was number two. The mandala. Okay, mandala's number two. But I will say the reason why I probably can switch to one is because that one had. I think I had like more hot hype going for it or whatever. And it did everything I don't like about fucking tequila. it did every fucking thing I did not like about it. I was like, oh god. I think that's when I looked at Cody and said. I don't think I like Reposado.
Reposado. Shit. Fuck that.
I do love how we just all vanished, though. Like, right, let's just slow away.
Got the fuck out.
And never returned. We never even looked. No. We even took a second glance at that goddamn truck.
Yeah,
I didn't even remember that truck was there no more. That's how bad it was. It's like, oh god, it's gone finally. Oh, that was bad. That was bad. Oh man, so that's your number one. That was my number two.
My number one.
Honestly, yeah. That might be number two or three on the worst of list at the end of the year too. I don't know why.
It's definitely going to appear on my worst of list.
Bad.
That, you know what? Reminding me of it reminded me of like El Dorado 15.
Oh experience. Shit! That's oh, experience me of. For sure. Yeah. Experience for sure. Mm-hmm. We back in that Milagro phase era with this shit.
That shit was terrible, dude.
Which is so funny because didn't we have El Dorado and around that time too?
Yeah, it was. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, so 1 year later,
interesting. We went back to the
bullshit. Okay.
back in the bullshit.
Back in that bullshit, huh? Yeah. The only thing that was missing there was a fucking the Milagros truck.
Yeah.
They did sneak one celebrity tequila in there. Old Rocky.
Old Tremonti. I tried to get his like, we're back, man. I said,
nice booth. Would you like to sip something?
It was dope, no. Booth. The setup was dope.
Would you like to try something, sir? Fuck no.
No. We'll be back, man. Yeah, I'm sure.
just don't look at us. Yeah. Cody got to finally try Yayo. Yayo tequila. That's right. You tried all three too, right?
I tried all three.
So I went straight for the high proof because that was another bottle. Okay, this is what I love. Mm. This was general admission, and we were trying shit that wasn't released or just came out like literally the day before of that high proof Blanco. I don't even think it's out yet, Cody. It's on pre-order, if I'm not mistaken, because they're having the launch party for it next weekend. What the fuck was that doing in general public?
I'm telling you, whoever set this shit up, I don't know who coordinated this event, but they need need to take a step back and reassess some shit because the lineup just it doesn't make sense to me.
No,
at all.
No. High proof and the Reposado were the two I had because I didn't need to try the other one because I got bottles of that one or whatever. Beautiful. Oh my god! Probably in my top five favorites. Might be like number four or five or whatever.
Okay. Stuff.
Love that Blanco. Love that fucking high proof right there. That was so good, dude. So much flavor on there. So I was really excited. I think that bottle goes for $60 too. Can't beat that price neither. The regular Blanco is like $40. Mm-hmm. High proof is like $60, and I think the Reposado was $69 at K&L when I got the bottle. $65, $69, right around that range. Very well priced bottles, all three of them.
Yeah, easily. Absolutely.
Easily, I'm buying the other one, the high proof ones. I already did. I pre ordered the shit, so I'll be at that event party next. This Saturday, whatever. So it's gonna be cool. It's in. Well, I don't want to say where it's at, so because they kind of said that's hush hush. So I'm not gonna say where that's at. But yeah, great shit. What'd you think of Yayo, Cody?
Solid offering. Like you said, the high proof, that was excellent. And I mean, great. Reposado was really good too. But I think you hit someone in the head there. I think it's really hard to fuck up a high proof Blanco.
Think so.
Yeah.
I don't think you can ruin it, to be honest. I think it just hits on all levels, whatever. Got some cool ass merch from them too. I love my shirt. Mm-hmm. Thanks again, brother. I also love other shit I got from them too. Great fucking merch. Oh, back to Dos Artes. Cody grabbed me some glasses. Mm-hmm. I asked him to grab me some glasses and shit like that. I just now noticed it this morning, dude. It's missing the fucking frame out of that one.
Are you serious? Oh, yeah. Shit. Damn.
Which is hilarious because it's still lapped in the bag and you can't even see the motherfucker. I was like,
that's crazy. Not noticed that yesterday. Damn, I grabbed the one.
Which is cool, though, because I already have a pair, too, still. Okay. They're black frames.
Right.
I saw the white one, so when you had grabbed it, I was like, cool, got the white one, too. But I was just like, how the fuck did I not see this yesterday when you handed it to me? I mean, it's like, I started looking in the bag like, there's no hole in this motherfucker. So where'd the lens go?
That's crazy. Yeah. That's wild.
So, yeah. But they had some good merch there, too. So,
oh, yeah.
But that was just like a one-off mistake or whatever and shit like this. So I don't hold them on that one or whatever. It's more my fault. I probably should have fucking looked at it more. Yayo. What else?
I TiVo. They had pretty solid offerings too.
TiVo too. Yeah, I had them back in Long Beach once. That's why I didn't go to that one. And TiVo was solid. I had Nuda too as well. Nuda, the bottle that's shaped like a nude lady and stuff like that. I had that one right before you got there. Love that juice. Okay. I actually like that one a lot. They gave me some cool merch too as well. Gave me a hat. I'm wearing one of my hats right now, the Cabal hat, which we'll save that little talk for a little bit. Nuda was a good one as well. What else? Went through G4. I didn't hit up. I kind of just walked past. I was going to try, but I didn't try Don Fulano because I was like,
I didn't go to Don Fulano either. Yeah,
I didn't want to waste my, I guess you could say that for G4, but I was like, that Madeira is worth it. Okay. But,
shit.
Worth it. What else did I go to? Oh, I went to this one company called M77, which was the bottle I was just saying that's on Cash Cartel for $300 and something because that bottle's not released yet. M77, they gave me a shot glass and some glasses too as well. Dope fucking brand, man. Love the guys behind there. That Blanco, fucking great. Loved it. Fell in love with it too. I was like, oh my God, this is so good, dude. Got a lot of spice and peppercorn on the back end too. I think I was kind of telling your girl this yesterday too about, I can't remember what brand it was, but I was kind of telling her, like, I like things that are, like, you know, giving me something different, unique or whatever, because, like, Cody, me always say, our liver's only got so much or whatever, so, like, for, like, average shit, I'm kind of, like, just, I don't want to say I'm not drinking it, because I am drinking average shit usually, whatever, but, like, I don't want to waste my taste buds on that type of shit. I'm looking for something that's exquisite, mind-blowingly well and stuff like that, and mind-blowing well doesn't even have to be a last drop, realistically, too, be in the 3.5 right. range or whatever. But this was a solid 3.5 for me, that M77 right there.
Oh, okay.
That was a solid 3.5. I like the bottle, too. A beautiful bottle, actually. Yeah, yeah. Good people, too, man, that worked there. Great fucking people. The best thing about Mandala, to go back to that, too, by the way, they had merchandise. Well, not for sale or given away there, but we saw two guys wearing it. Those shirts look badass, by the way. I just wanted to get that out there. Mm-hmm. Cody loved the one that looked like the Dodgers one.
Yeah, that was dope.
That was dope as shit. Let's see. Got to try those. What else did we try, Cody? Tacos were great. Food was good.
Tacos good. Yeah, we're good. Food was good.
Was good. We talked about Casa Loy. The Blanco, man, fell in love with that. Love it. I think we both liked the Añejo too. The Añejo was really good. I didn't take notes on Añejo. Damn, ain't that a bitch. Casa Loy and the Blanco, I just say a lot of earthy mineral tones, grass notes. Really nice peppercorn in the back as well, too. A little spice there. I didn't take notes on the fucking Añejo. I remember we really liked the Añejo, too.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't remember what we thought of it, or if you remember it, but I don't remember anything about the Añejo.
No, I don't remember.
I remember Cody.
Though, liking it.
Cody said, you got to try that Añejo. I was like, I'm working my way up. I started from the Blanco. I went forward. Cody went backwards. But he fell in love with the Añejo. Wish I would have fucking took notes on it now, because, damn, that could have been like a top 10 possibility, maybe, or whatever. But what other brand? I'm trying to think. You remember any other brands, Cody, that we tried besides? Oh, we did try. Okay. I do remember. I didn't take notes on it, though. Let's go through the fucking photos I got here. We tried this one popular one that you could see in stores fucking everywhere. You can find this damn thing anywhere. And that's the Aditivo
tequila? Yeah, Aditivo.
Aditivo. Yep. Those right there. Mm-hmm. We tried the Innate. Did we try all three? I don't remember now. I think I skipped the Reposado.
I think I did. I don't recall. But regardless, that Anejo was pretty fucking good.
Yeah, nice and sweet too. I remember having the Blanco Anejo. I don't remember if I had the Reposado. I think I just gave up on Reposados at that point. really good stuff on that Anejo though too. You could taste that little caramel, chocolatey, syrupy flavor in there, whatever. But it wasn't like Mandala where it was like overbearing and shit. It was like
no, it didn't taste artificial. It had that cloying sweetness.
There you go. It didn't taste like bullshit. Oh, can we forget about this one brand too? Yeah, I was telling Cody I had this back in Long Beach. I was telling Cody to try this one, Insolito.
Insolito, yep.
Beautiful bottles. Love the fucking bottles that these guys got there. Same guy that I met in Long Beach was working there too. Cool dude and shit. I didn't sip on those there because once again, I already had them, so I didn't need to. Bottles are definitely well priced too. What'd you think of Insolito by that point, Cody?
No, that was good. That was another good offering. Another brand that came out of nowhere because I didn't really know too much about them. They didn't really seem on the streets, but I remember having like that kind of like earth, especially the Blanco. It has like that earthy. It was real refreshing too, almost in a way. Yeah, solid offerings from them.
Solid, solid. All three of them. Love them. All three. Yeah. And now, talk about the one that I said that was the first one we should hit up. Oh, I guess we should talk more about G4 too. Well, no, I already did.
Yeah, we pretty much went over.
Yeah. They gave me some cool ass merch. Got a nice shirt from them. Fucking finally, I got merchandise from them. Oh, finally. That's all I ever wanted. They didn't have anything else special other than the high proof bottles, whatever, which is fine because those are limited as is anyway. So that was like, I kind of figured they wouldn't have anything. I kind of was hoping for the Anejo and stuff like that, though. Not gonna lie,
I was hoping they would have had that semi year.
I kind of thought that.
I was hoping.
I wonder if they had it like a little secret, little hiding somewhere. Or whatever.
Maybe.
Because I was over there trying to befriend them like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Even before we had left, or I was over. I told her I'm over by G4 right now. Trying to kiss some ass right now, Cody. I kissed enough ass to get a bunch of merchandise. I didn't kiss enough, though, to get some of that goddamn 7 year because I was like, damn. And G4 is also releasing a new 2024 edition of Dia de los Muertos.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They gave us the lowdown on that. That comes out in October. I guess I can go ahead and say this. I mean, no, actually, never mind. He told me keep that little hush-hush or whatever, so. I don't think it fucking matters, really. I mean, they're coming out. Some places are coming out in late September. So, funny enough, I think two of those stores are next to Cody.
Yep.
So
I know what I'll be buying later this month.
A coffin on the new one looks sexy as shit, too. I'm not going to lie. Because this one has like that little, almost like a triangle shape towards the end. Beautiful shit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What I love about this one, too, is because at first I was like, I probably won't get it when I read about it more or whatever. I was like, these motherfuckers got me, don't they? I was like, I'm going to have to buy this fucking bottle now. It's aged in the new 7-year-old bottle that it was released in. It's got a combination of that, and it was also aged for 12 months in a Jack Daniel barrels. I was like, shit, dude. You're going to make me spend another $300 on this fucking bottle? I was like, shit. I grabbed that motherfucker. That'll be a Pokemon master.
That sounds crazy.
That sounds delicious in a month.
That shit sounds crazy.
Yeah, so that might be my. And this one has more releases, I believe, because only 6,000 was last year. This year will be 10,000 for the 2024.
And what a way to make great use of Jack Daniel barrels.
Yeah,
what a great fucking way.
They're not doing anything else. Making things.
Nope.
Bullshit ass rye or something like that. You can eat that fucking rye. Now to the number one for me and probably for Cody too as well.
Yeah.
This was funny because on the list when we were kind of breaking it down, and we did not follow that list, by the way, on the show that we went down. We didn't do this three go here. We didn't do any of that shit, by the way. Nope. We just said fuck it and went for it all. I'm kind of shocked as how much time passed by the time we got to like 5-6 booths. It was already fucking 2 something where he was like, damn, yep. 2.5 hours already.
I was about to say, yeah, when you drinking and it's all hot and shit, you're gonna lose track of time. This is the way it is.
I had people commenting me saying, "You out there drinking in this weather?" I had to keep convincing people it's not that bad, actually.
It wasn't terrible. It was hot, but it wasn't.
No. The most I sweat was just waiting in the line before it opened up, mm-hmm. whatever shit. After that, I didn't pull out that little fan or everything. The hats and sunglasses held up. Let's just put it that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hats and sunglasses held up.
For sure.
I finally got to get Cody to try.
Yeah, man.
I already had them all, whatever. Got Cody to try that good old sweet Cabal.
They not only was it had like pretty much the best offerings,
best tent setup.
They had the best, by far, the best tent setup.
They prepared for the heat.
Yes. That little pole right in front, mm-hmm. like VIP.
Yeah.
which is hilarious.
Which, by the way, hey, this was in regular admission too. By the way, people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The head of Cabal right there, that dude, he had to tell us his whole story, and man, you could tell, like, okay, he knows his shit.
He just sent me a message right now.
Oh really? Oh shit.
Yeah. He literally just Eduardo. Whatever. Yeah, he just shot me a text message right now. He's talking about Blue Run to me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Yo, they actually DM'd me. You must have said something." yeah, because I was wearing a Blue Run hat, and he mm-hmm. said, "Oh shit, is that Blue Run? I love them, whatever and stuff." So, yeah, he said, "Manager Ports gave me his number. Thanks for putting us in contact." Oh yeah. If I can get one of my favorite whiskey brands, hook up with my favorite tequila brand, then yeah, come on, dude.
Man, fucking Blue Run and Cabal collab in the future.
Come on, man. Like, yeah, that's beautiful shit right there. Like, I reviewed the extra añejo and regular añejo back in May or something like that, I believe. Both got last drops. The extra añejo, probably the first extra añejo I reviewed on this show. Actually, it is the first. I fell in love with it. It's in my top five, if not in my top three. I think I told the guys my number two on my list so far, my best of. Mm-hmm. That extra añejo was phenomenal. The one thing I didn't get to try, though, is the mezcal. And I don't want to give too much thoughts on it because we are going to review it next month. But fuck it. I got to mm-hmm. talk about it. Oh, actually, yeah. I'll just say this. I'll just say that mezcal was like no other mezcal I've ever had.
I am 100% in agreement with JB over here. Like I said, I don't want to say too much right now, but I don't think it's saying too much if I say this. It was my favorite pour.
It's not saying much. Yeah,
I'll just leave it right there.
I would say yeah. It saved me because I'm not gonna lie. Probably after this year, I'm not doing mezcal month no more. I gotta be honest. this event kind of confirmed to me. It's like, yeah, I don't think I like mezcal. I only like it from the brands that I know make really good tequila.
Man, I wish I could say I'm not gonna say it. I'm about to say a lot right now, but I'll save it. It's damn.
We also got to try two of their new bottles that they released. Kind of
right.
They're part of the Cabal family, but they're not. They're under their different names and stuff like that. So you just think of it as a part of the Cabal family. By the way, quick tangent. Yayo is also produced out of Nam as well, by the way. Just want to throw that out.
Okay, I didn't know that.
It's on the fucking shirt that they gave me. Whatever. I just looked at it and it said Nam 1411. I just looked at it and was like, I was like, Jesus. it's like the Sazerac of tequila up in this
bitch. It is, basically.
The Cabal, we got to try the... I forgot the names of them, the long stem bottle that they're saying this is our
right.
making cocktail bottle with, whatever.
Yeah. Stuff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was good. I had that with, I don't remember what the fuck, was that a margarita? I don't remember what that fucking drink
yeah,
was.
Yeah, it was like a fat wash something. It wasn't really a margarita. I forgot
what it was. Yeah, I was like, what was it?
Delicious.
It was delicious. That's what we're going to call that motherfucker. Delicious or whatever. It was used with that bottle. Yeah. Fucking good. I don't know what it was called, what it was. They just kind of just poured it for us and said, there you go. I was like, fuck mm-hmm. it. I'll take it because it's delicious as shit. Got to try the new high proof that came out as well. I think that was all they were offering, honestly, was just the newer bottles and the mezcal, right? They didn't offer
the super limited one. The Blanco, which is excellent.
They wasn't sampling their regular Blanco, extra añejo, añejo, reposado. Mm-hmm. They weren't sampling those, basically the horse bottle. They were sampling their new stuff that came out and along with the mezcal That was out for a year. I'm wearing their hat right now. I got for purchase for $20 or whatever. Love this fucking hat, man.
Badass hat.
Love the fucking hat. I would have got that jacket too had it not been $200 and something. Because that bomber jacket was fucking, I think it was $250, they said. Bomber jacket was awesome as shit. They would say they just made it for this event. So I was like, that is cool as shit, but I don't want to spend $250 on no fucking jacket. That high proof Blanco, whew, shit. Lord have mercy. That was some another good quality shit right there. I mean, give me some of that. Yayo, what another high proof Blanco with that? I mean, in a way, you can kind of say that Coscani's number 10, whatever.
Coscani's good OG 4.
Oof, man, winners of the Anejos almost came in. They almost won or whatever and stuff because they were knocking out the park with the Dos Artes, the Coscani's. Coscani's
Anejo, man.
Yeah. Damn. But the high proof Blancos, they showed up, baby, because I guess there was just more of them that we liked. Mm-hmm. Whatever was up, man, they fucking showed up. They were all fucking delicious or whatever. Loved it. The Cabal setup was gorgeous. I love how they walk in, got the history lesson, give you a little background story. Like Cody said, you could tell Eduardo loves his fucking family business and stuff. Next booth over, you get to try stuff, and the next third booth over, you get to buy stuff. So I thought it was awesome, and thank God they took Venmo. I was like, Jesus, I feel right? Like people gave up on Venmo or something. but yeah, I'm glad they were able to take that. So yeah, I ended up loving. Well, I already knew because that was my number one to go to. That we said where it was Cabal and G4. Those are the two first ones we had to hit up. And Cabal, funny enough, as I told Eduardo right now, I was like, y'all came out on top.
Did not disappoint. Lived up to the hype, but then some.
Mm-hmm. That's on your top 10 list, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Easily. Yeah.
Yeah,
easy.
Yeah, no brain. So. No brain. Yeah.
What was your highlights of Tequila Fest, then, Cody?
We just talked about it, Cabal.
Yeah. Cabal. Shit.
That, the experience, trying the multiple offerings they had, Cabal was by far the highlight for me. Mm-hmm. And of course, Cascanes. To open up with that too, to be like, boom, I'm gonna start this shit off mm-hmm. with a bang, fucking Cascanes.
That's a good point.
So, we started off with them.
That. Man, that was
overall cool. Though. For me, at least, Cabal really did make the event for me.
I believe it. I believe it made it for you and your girl because your girl was there
mm-hmm.
a few times.
Yeah, she got a bottle of the Reposado, mm-hmm. two leather Reposado.
Yeah, I'm kind of with the same with Cody, man. I got my 10 brands here that I'd like to, or is it nine maybe? Nine. I'm going to list off real quick. Cabal. I got Yayo. And these are not in order, by the mm-hmm. way, people. Yayo. Cabal, Yayo, G4, Legato, mm-hmm. Caseloy, the M77 lot that I just showed, the glass, Cascanes, Tequila Dos Artes, and Nuda. Those were the ones that stuck out for me. I ended up loving all those brands the most. Those were 9 or 10 brands right there that I was like, yep, the ones I was going for hit just like I thought they were. And I got to try some new stuff that I didn't even know was going to be amazing or not, whatever. And they turned out to be fucking amazing too. So yeah, that was the event for me. I ended up loving myself.
Yeah, man. Minus all the VIP bullshit, I got to say overall, I had a really damn good time.
Same.
Being there. It was a lot of fun.
Same. Had a great fucking time. Loved it. Loved the people that was there. Had a great time meeting people and stuff like that. I see Ricky posting photos. I didn't see his ass. Now.
I forgot he was posting. Yeah, what the fuck was he?
Where was this motherfucker at, man? I just looked it up right now. He got photos he's posting and shit on. Like, God, how the fuck did I miss his big ass? I mean, shit.
Hey.
He had a Dodgers shirt on, too. Whatever. Like, it was like a little blue shirt. I'm like, damn, I fucking missed this motherfucker.
Oh, God, he was in. Yeah, damn.
I think we asked about him twice early on, whatever shit, and then he's just like, all right, yeah. It's kind of not in good faith to hit people up at this event because ain't nobody checking their phones unless they fucking taking photos and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, great fucking event. Cannot wait. Tequila Fest messaged me because I was tagging him on things I post and stuff. They sent me a message saying, glad you enjoyed yourself. I was like, tickets already booked for next year.
Yes, sir. We'll be back.
Yeah, definitely going to be back. So that was Tequila Fest, people. Great fucking time. Loved it. A few little negatives here, whatever and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that comes with the territory. You should have at least one. Well, you shouldn't, but, you know, you're going to have one. Now we know. That was our history lesson.
Now we know. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Anything else? Anything else about Tequila? Anything? I think that's about it.
I think we set it up.
Kind of wish it was longer. I
thought the lane was fine.
Yeah, I only say that because I just feel like I didn't get to try a lot of stuff neither at the same time. I was like, I tried a lot.
I did try a lot. It seemed like we did. I don't know.
Well, that's because I'm still sober and feeling well. That's why. My tolerance of 24-year-old JB, that JB didn't go away. He still can drink a lot. So he just chooses not to.
I found out real quick. That 24-year-old, that motherfucker dead, gone, buried. He had to come back. I fucked around and found out.
Yeah, found out all right. That's funny because I woke up refreshed. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, damn. Five more. Yeah. I was like Andrew Garfield. I was like, one more. One more. Okay.
Oh, shit. Man. Yeah. You should have seen the scene waking up. Shit thrown over everywhere. I had a Cabal bottle right next to my nightstand right there. I had a pour still. So I was drinking. We went into the night still. My drunk ass.
Motherfucker got a tiger walking in the background right now. He basically got the hangover happening to him, whatever. Why are you missing a tooth? You missing a tooth and shit too? People, he got Cabal. He got the horse tattoo on his face.
Oh, man. That shit.
I was free for five more bottles. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, hey, five more. Because I already told Cody, I went to the hotel bar next door.
Man, I was done, son. That shit.
Funny because I went to I actually got a burger afterwards too as well. I was like, I'm gonna get this fucking burger, and goddamn, it was really fucking good. But got here now because we're short on time. We're hitting like an 1 minute and 30. Just I don't want to have to go over that or whatever because Cody needs to get his beauty sleep.
Eat, I'm hungry.
Great fucking time. Cannot wait till next year. If you got any more tequila events in the SoCal area, please let us know because we would love
to fucking know. We'll be there.
We will fucking be there. There's actually one in San Diego I'll tell you about off air or whatever.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
But with that, thanks to all the brands that showed up and stuff. Y'all really, as Quinn Lamar would say, y'all popped out and showed them. Well, I won't say. With that said, I am your godfather, Whiskey MJB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.